did was mother. She was a seamstress also, beside the being a missionary. So every time she made the wedding, she made bride's dresses. She was a beautiful seamstress. They had pieces left, and she had gotten some beautiful material, and she made, took these and made a mattress. This was our mattress. This is how we could get these things out, otherwise they wouldn't let us. So this is how she got all these beautiful materials out.
The mattress
yes, and it was our mattress. So, anyways, this boy took us to Aleppo, and when we got to the place we're supposed to get, went to the door, and here was the gendarmes, the police, were trying to deport the people out of there, so we couldn't stay there. The man came and said, go around the corner and go to the church. The first church is right around the corner, Protestant church. I guess it was a congregational. So we went there, no place to go. Everything we had was right in the middle of the church. So the next thing we knew, someone came and said that Reverend Eskichia had an orphanage. And that he is the one that helps people like him. So somebody took us over there to his house. Hungry all day long, we haven't had anything to drink or eat, just as hungry as could be. We went to his house, and the wife sent us into a big room, cold as can be, but the Reverend wasn't there. What he did was go over to the place where they deported the people, to Derzor, where the 1.5 million Armenians were massacred, where the Turks say they didn't, but they did. I can vouch this. And he went and took the children that the parents left. They didn't want the children to go with them, that maybe they could be saved. So he went and got these children and brought them to this orphanage. And so anyways, when he came home that night, he went straight to his wife, said, "Don't go in there, come here, you're hungry." And he says, "Is there anybody in there?" She said, "Yes." He came, he saw us shivering, cold, nothing over us, hungry. He said, "Have you eaten anything?" We said, "No." So he went and told his wife, "You've got to feed those people." They brought us something, we ate, and then he ate something, and he took us to a little house across the church where our things were, that he kept few people there.